is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The rush is on as House members try to get back to Washington to work on the big tax and spending bill just passed by the Senate. Severe weather is canceling flights, so members are hitting the highways. South Carolina Republican Russell Fry.
The moment is too important to sit around and wait in an airport. Let's go deliver on President Trump's agenda. So we're going to vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill this week. In the meantime, I'm going to have one big beautiful road trip.
Pennsylvania Democrat Chris DeLuzio ran into California Democrat Derek Tran. Now they're driving together to the Capitol.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to pass a final bill by President Trump's July 4th deadline. Evacuations are underway after an explosion and fire in Northern California's Yolo County, northwest of Sacramento. CBS News Sacramento's Tony Lopez is monitoring that.
A massive explosion rocked a fireworks warehouse near Esparto. Fireworks popping off on the ground and in the air. The headline, no one injured as of yet, but a one-mile evacuation zone is now in effect. Officials still urging people to avoid the area.
The jury in Sean Diddy Combs' trial in New York will return for a third day of deliberation Wednesday after telling the judge it reached verdicts on four of five counts. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the jury claims to be stuck on the biggest one, racketeering.
Many jurors often don't understand how it applies. They're willing to find a defendant guilty on very specific charges, but one that claims that there's a criminal enterprise tends to give jurors pause.
Reaction is coming in after Brian Koberger, facing trial for the murder of four University of Idaho students, accepted a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Idaho for us.
A lot of folks say that this is the right move, that this will essentially put this case behind them, allowing them to continue to move forward. It will also end up saving the taxpayer here some money because death penalty cases usually are prolonged. There are a lot of appeals that ends up costing the county and eventually the state money as well.
Koberger will be in court Wednesday to make his plea. The University of Pennsylvania will ban transgender women from its women's sports team. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports this follows the Department of Education ruling the school violated the rights of female athletes by allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete.
Penn has agreed to restore all individual Division I swimming records and titles to female athletes who lost to Thomas and send them a personalized apology letter.
Thomas won a Division I title in 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid for allowed 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
France has banned smoking in many outdoor spaces.
Smoking is now banned in public parks, on beaches in summer, and outside schools.
It's good for the child.
It's for the health of the kids, so I think it's good.
Parents we spoke to all approved. Many Parisians fear the only place left to smoke in comfort is on a cafe terrace. But for how long?
It's important for business too.
Catherine Kirer heads the Hotel and Hospitality Lobby Group and points out 30% of cafe and bar business in Paris is on the terrace. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A 92-year-old former railway worker has been sentenced to life in a British prison for raping and murdering a woman in 1967, the case believed to be the UK's oldest solved cold case. Ryland Headley was sentenced Tuesday in Bristol Crown Court for strangling Louisa Dunn. DNA linked Headley to the rape last year. The judge told Headley he will die in prison. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light west winds through the overnight. Morning lows will start off in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A couple of thunderstorms possible in the late day. Highs will climb to the upper 80s. Light west winds. Right now, it's 73.
If you come down to the river, bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to kill. Big wheel will keep on burning. God, man, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Just my imagination. Enough to Sure, if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Like you and me. Nowhere man, please listen. La, la, la. You
ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. watched him on the stage. My hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
True love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, your lips are touching mine. I'm feeling so
these eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it.
RJN.
Change, change, change.
Your hands and
and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Thank you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The jury in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial will return Wednesday with four of the five counts decided but not yet announced. They told the judge they're stuck on the racketeering conspiracy charge. CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
When the jury sent the note just after 4 p.m., we didn't know yet what the note said because the judge hadn't yet taken the bench, so he hadn't, you know, put it on the record. But we could see the defense team looking at it. They were huddled around Sean Combs. He was seated. He seemed to be praying. He had a grim expression on his face. So we knew based on that, based on his defense team huddling around him the way they were, that something was going on with this note.
The judge told the jury to continue working on that fifth verdict. The Senate passed a big budget bill with many of President Trump's legislative goals. It now goes to the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson has a challenge ahead.
They went a little further than many of us would have preferred. But we have the product now. As the president said, it's his bill. It's not a House bill. It's not a Senate bill. It's the American people's bill. And my objective and my responsibility is to get that bill over the line.
Brian Koberger, charged with killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, will be in court Wednesday morning. He's expected to plead guilty, part of a deal to avoid the death penalty. CBS's Christopher Cruz has reaction from some of the families.
Some families of the victims strongly oppose the plea deal. They want 30-year-old Brian Koberger sentenced to death. One family member wrote on Facebook, "We are beyond furious at the state of Idaho. They have failed us." In Idaho, judges can reject plea agreements, but rarely do.
Evacuations were ordered this past evening in the town of Esparta.